to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, May 22nd, 7:45 Central Time. Our guest joining us by phone today, Pastor Ed Kaneth from Cross Life Ministries. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, Andy, and the peace of the Lord to you.
Thank you, and also to you.
Thank you.
Tell us about Cross Life Ministries. What is Cross Life Ministries?
Cross Life Ministries is part of a larger ministry called Ambassadors of Reconciliation. We are a recognized service organization of our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in guiding individuals and congregations and reconciling their relationships using God's Word. We're the counseling division located in Seymour, Indiana.
Very good. And so what is the work that you do with Cross Life Ministries? Do you serve as a counselor?
Oh, okay. I am a licensed counselor in the state of Indiana, as well as a certified Christian conciliator. The majority of my work is in individual marriage and family and school counseling. And some of my work also includes extensive work with church professionals across all denominational lines. I've been able to establish myself with a number of the key leader groups from the Christian background, from the Methodist background, as well as resources to our own Indiana district, as well as some of the neighboring districts of our Missouri Synod.
What are the situations, where are the times when we might need the services, counseling services from Cross Life Ministries and Ambassadors of Reconciliation?
Well, let's begin, first of all, with our work here at Cross Life Ministries. And let's begin with a passage from Scripture, from John chapter 10, where Jesus says these words, "I have come to give life, life in all its fullness." The very fact that our Lord and Savior had to come to this world to save us poor, miserable sinners from all the burdens that we carry and the life circumstances, but also in terms of our relationship with our great God. And as He came to suffer and die and take our sins upon Himself, He also came to identify with us. Not that He was a God who was distant, but rather He was a God who is close. And that's the same approach we take here at Cross Life Ministries. When people call up to ask for an appointment, it's oftentimes because their lives are burdened. Some of those burdens are in relationships. Other times they're with an unresolved death and grief experience. For others, it's facing addiction issues. For others, it's emotional binds such as bitterness, anger, inability to handle negative emotions, depressions. And as our Lord identifies with our human predicament, we also come alongside these individuals and remind them, first of all, of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and connecting with them from that basis. And then drawing upon God's grace, we begin to identify and address the issues that they're having a difficult time coping with, or relationships that have a difficult time resolving. But what's unique about our ministry, it is faith-based and solution-focused, and it begins and ends under the cross. Oftentimes, our work involves the confessing of sin and the privilege that I have of announcing and declaring God's grace and forgiveness to them in their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which empowers them to do some things that they never thought possible to do. For one, approach the person that they're in conflict with and begin to address the hurts, the brokenness, but taking responsibility for their own lives and confessing their sin to the party they're in conflict with. And it's amazing the stories that people come back with to share of how God's grace motivated them and assisted them. That's what we do in the counseling world. Now you ask, how might congregations and others make use of our work? Our work also includes, not only through Ambassadors of Reconciliation, but through our work here at Cross Life Ministry, is a teaching and equipping component. Our mission statement of Ambassadors of Reconciliation is cultivating lifestyles of reconciliation. And so one of the things we desire to do is teach and equip individuals as well as their congregations in reconciliation. Every conflict gives us three opportunities. An opportunity to glorify God. How do we demonstrate our trust and faith in Him while we address the conflicts we might have with another person? Another way we do it is also in terms that conflict provides us is how we serve other people. We Christians are constantly being watched on how we live out our faith. And the world is watching to see what's different about the way we do things. And we never know who's going to be impacted by our witness to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's how we go about serving other people. And then as our God also works on our own hearts and lives, we're constantly molded and shaped by Him to grow in our example of Christ. And so what we do is we have a Bible study entitled Blessed Are the Peacemakers, and it's a 6-hour Bible study, and we teach it in a seminar fashion, but then also there's a resource that people can purchase to use in small group Bible studies and look at it more in depth of what Scripture teaches regarding conflict. And we teach it in a seminar fashion of about 6 hours. And then we have another seminar that we teach called Getting to the Heart of Conflict, that once we understand what Scripture teaches and talks to us about our response to conflict, we take a look at the first commandment, have no other gods before me. And in terms of the explanation, what does this mean? We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. All conflict starts in the heart. It's the battles that wage within us, as James writes about it in his book, the 4th chapter. And so we take a look at our heart from the standpoint of what are our fears, what are our cravings, and how do we demonstrate misplaced trust. And then we teach also how to make confession, but most importantly, how to speak and declare God's rich mercy and grace and the forgiveness of sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. So those are some of the things that we attempt to do in terms of teaching and equipping people as well.
If someone, if a congregation or an individual has a conflict situation and they think they would need your services, or how would they go about getting in touch with you or finding out if those services would be available to them?
One way that they can do it is call directly to our office here in Seymour, Indiana, and that number is 812-522-8440. And my administrative assistant, Julie Werkamp, would be able to receive their call, outline to them some of our opportunities and resources, as well as scheduling an appointment. We also have a website, www.hisaor.org, where they can go online and make themselves available to some of our resources. There's an explanation of our seminars and our Bible studies, as well as make purchases of Bible studies and other resources that our ministry has available. They can also call our home office, Ambassadors of Reconciliation in Billings, Montana, and that phone number is 406-698-6107.
If someone's in a conflict and they just see no way out, they just can't they feel like they can't reconcile with them. There's no way that they could ever forgive that person. They've done something so horrible, or they just things have just built up over a period of time, and they just aren't interested in working things out. But perhaps one party is. What advice might you? What words might you share with them at that point?
Oh, Andy, your question is oftentimes a common experience that we have in this office. And those are some of the hurts and burdens that people carry. What does our God tell us to do from His Holy Word? From His Holy Word in Romans chapter 12, He says to us, as much as it depends on you, as far as it is possible, live at peace with everyone. Our God holds us personally responsible in terms of our conflicts. And as we look at His Word and as we become equipped in understanding what His Word teaches us, as well as we are looking at our own responsibilities to the conflict, our God guides us on how to approach, and we address this in counseling and in conversations with individuals, at first of all, taking a look at their responsibility, and then designing some ways in which they can approach the party that they're in conflict with. And sometimes the parties are available, sometimes they're quite a distance across the country. But here is what our God always promises to us. Our God promises that He will be faithful to us, and He expects us to be faithful to Him. And so as we do our part of attempting to achieve reconciliation, our God promises He'll take care of the results. We're not responsible for the results. We're responsible for the actions and the approaches we take. And one of the other things that I highlight and offer to people is this. When did our God ever give up on us? And where would we be if God would take the approach that we are taking to the person we're in conflict with? And if we're honest with ourselves, we'd really have to admit we'd have no future. We would be eternally lost. But thanks be to God, He didn't give up on us. And so we dig into scriptures, we look at other passages, and we assist people in developing ways and options by which they can address their disagreement with another party.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, to find out more, you can, the website again, His, H-I-S-A-O-R, stands for His Ambassadors of Reconciliation, hisaor.org is the website. You can go there and find out more about Ambassadors of Reconciliation and Cross Life Ministries, which is the counseling branch of Ambassadors of Reconciliation. And you can find out more and get in touch then also with Pastor Kenneth. And again, the phone number?
812-522-8440.
Well, thank you, sir. Pastor Kenneth, it's been great chatting with you and learning about Cross Life Ministries and Ambassadors of Reconciliation. Thanks for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Thank you, and thank you, KFUO, for the witness you give to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you dearly.
Thank you. God's blessings to you and all those you serve. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll study the Daily Lectionary right here on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.